Either or, we can do both. We'll get to both.
Two questions. First, how is possible, even from point of view of propaganda, to talk about socialism, meaning Obama intention, if obviously the government just tried to save capitalism in its wars? And second question, you mentioned in your book a meeting in Moscow.
Yes.
Can you say a couple of words about this meeting?
Okay. I'm going to address the meeting in Moscow first because I'm unsure how to address the capitalism question you raised. But, you know, one of the things that I spent an inordinate amount of time looking at was this concept of the Goldman Sachs conspiracy and Hank's role as a former CEO and 30-year member of Goldman. And to the extent that there's an argument that he saved Goldman or did certain things to save Goldman to kill everybody else or what have you. And I will tell you, there are moments in the book, I would call them wincing slash cringing moments, where you read it and you go, why is this happening? What is he doing? One of those is a scene in Moscow in June of 2008, at 9:30 p.m. at, I believe, the Marriott Marquis, in his hotel suite with, and you're going to die when you hear, I mean, I died almost when I first heard it, meeting with the entire board of Goldman Sachs. And left, of course, off the official calendar. And so you do say to yourself, what is he doing? By the way, just to give you the context, Goldman Sachs has a board meeting annually once a year outside of the country. They go to various what they call BRIC countries, and they had done a trip to the Middle East, and so this year they were doing Russia. It just so happened that Hank Paulson happened to be in Moscow on his own trip, and I do believe that the trips actually were coincidental, having now reported this out. The problem, if there's a problem, was that between Hank and some of the people at Goldman, they thought it would be a good idea to consider this a sort of mini social reunion. One of the officials, actually, in fairness to him, called the general counsel at Treasury to ask, is this kosher? And for better or worse, the general counsel said that while he hated the optics and didn't like the way it looks, as long as it's considered a social event and no business is taking place, it is okay. So they have the meeting. Now, I will tell you, I spent so much time trying to figure out what happened at the meeting. And in fairness to everyone who was at the meeting, and I know this is very unsatisfying towards the conspiracy theory,